Malach Meis Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Tes. So three Assyrian officials, Rav Saris, Tartan, and Rav Shaked, the one who's going to do all the talking, are there below the city walls. Up upon the city walls are the three Jewish officials who face them. Eliakim ben Chilkiyahu, Shebna HaSofer, who may or may not be trustworthy, and Yoach ben Asaf. Vayomer Alehem Rav Shaked. And so Rav Shaked now gets in his first speech. He's going to make several. Rav Shaked is a renegade apostate Jew, and he is doing everything he can to undermine Jewish confidence, to undermine Jewish faith, to undermine Jewish resistance, and to have Ashur come take over. He is the worst of all of the collaborationist Jews that we have seen over the millennia. Dasan and Aviram and the Kapos in Mitzrayim with the Nazis. There's always the Inquisition. There are renegade apostate Jews in virtually every time the Jewish people get tortured or threatened. And this is no exception. Rav Shaked is maybe the originator and king of all of these renegades. And so Rav Shaked says, Imruna el Chizkiyahu. Please say to Chizkiyahu the following. As if Chizkiyahu himself might not be in a place where he can hear some of the speech directly. Ko amar ha-melech ha-gadol melech Ashur. Thus speaks the great king, the king of Assyria. This speech, as we are going to see, Rabbi Israel likes to say, the spokesman, Rav Shaked, launches into an artful oratory aimed at humiliating and intimidating the leaders of Yehuda and their compatriots. Maha bitachon hazeh asher batachta. So he starts off right off the bat. What is this bitachon? What is this belief? What is this relying, security that you are relying on? So right away, he's undermining our bitachon, he is trying to. And in this case, what does he mean? So he explains, Chaf amarta ach devar sefosayim. You have said, he says to Chizkiyah, you spoke, but it was just words on your lips. We would call it lip service. Ach dvar sosayim. Eitza ugevura la milchama. Advice and might for war. Atal mi batachto. So he repeats it. Right now, who are you relying upon? Kimo radetovi. Because you have rebelled against me. Who are you believing in? What is the source of this rebellion that you are doing? So why are you all of a sudden rebelling against the mighty king of Ashur? Says Rav Shaked. But he's insinuating something else by saying that mere lip service, movement of the lips, he's saying that you might be relying on oral promises that you received from somebody. And any promises that you received, you need to be aware, are just that. Words with no power behind them. You are relying on something that has no mamashos. But the Radak says, more than that, b'tfilah ein zeh kiyem etza u'gvura. He's also saying, your tfilos aren't going to help you either. So not only is he going to insult, as we'll see in a second, the political promises of allies that can't be trusted, he is suggesting, the Radak kind of hints, that even tefillah is not going to help you or save you. Just because you move your lips a little bit, only an apostate Jew would have the chutzpah to say something like this, by kind of putting down your relationship and connection to your own God. Please, it's not going to help you. It's not going to do what you need. The great king has much more power over you. And you rebel. Chafalaf atah, hine vatachta lecha. Al mish'enes hakone harotzutz hazeh al Mitzrayim. Now, behold, you have relied upon this staff of a cracked reed, mish'enes. You are leaning on a cane that is made out of a cracked, thin reed. If you've ever had a bamboo schach in the days, or a cane of schach, even the schach mats, what happens when one of them cracks? It's got no it's got no strength anymore. A cracked reed is compromised beyond use. It can't be repaired. Can't tie it together with a little bit of twine and think it's going to hold your weight. It's compromised. It's done for. And what is this cracked reed staff that you are relying on? Egypt. Your alliance with the southern power against Ashur, the northern power. Asher yisamech ish alav uvav echapo unikava. When a person leans on a cracked reed staff, so it comes into his hand and pierces it. Because not only that, if you've ever put your hand on bamboo, you know that those shivers, those shards, as it cracks, are sharp as all get out. So it's going to cut your hand, and it's not going to be strong enough for you to lean on. Kein paro melech Mitzrayim l'chol habotchin olav. So is Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to all that rely upon him. In contrast to Sancheriv, the great king, you are relying on Mitzrayim, who can't be relied upon. They are not to be trusted. They are only working towards their own interests. They will risk only whatever will help them. They will abandon their allies any minute. All of this being true. And also, using a staff of a cracked reed is almost worse, says the Mamluks, than having no staff at all. Because you think you can lean on it, and not only are they not going to help you, but they'll even injure you when the piercing shard goes through your hand. So he's really undermining their confidence in their allies, which shouldn't take much. When I was learning Eicha recently, during the 3 weeks, mentions of Mitzrayim are always there as an example of an unfaithful ally that drops us when we need them the most. Mitzrayim has never been a good alliance for the Jewish people. We're not up to him yet. When we get up to Yoshiyahu HaMelech, who is murdered by the Mitzrim, killed by the Egyptian army, we'll see that since long, long ago, the Mitzrim have not been our friends. Right now, if you are following current events, you know that we have all kinds of peace treaties. Begin and Sadat getting the Nobel Peace Prize for making peace between them. Is Egypt a reliable partner for Israel? History would tell us no. But I'm sure current politicians will tell you previous events are not an indicator of future results. The problem with Mitzrayim is they are. And Rav Shakeh is playing on this knowledge because as a Jew himself, he knows how we feel about Mitzrayim deep down and how little we can trust them. And so he's trying to undermine that in our geopolitical sense. He hasn't gotten to God yet, but that's next.